From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The CIA Inspector General is due to release a report today that provides new details of alleged abuses inside the agency's secret prisons. The report indicates that CIA interrogators carried out mock executions and threatened an al-Qaeda commander with a gun and an electric drill. The report also says that a mock execution was staged in a room next to one terrorism suspect. A federal judge in New York has ordered a redacted version of the classified CIA report to be made public today in response to a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union. Attorney General Eric Holder has been studying the report's findings as part of a broader investigation into the CIA's use of harsh interrogation methods. The Scottish Parliament is being recalled today from its summer recess to hear a statement by its justice minister defending the decision to free the convicted Lockerbie bomber who returned to Libya and a hero's welcome. Larry Miller has a report from London.
There's been strong criticism of last week's release of Abdelbaset Ali al-Megrahi, done on compassionate grounds because he's suffering from terminal cancer. Among those highly critical are President Obama and the FBI director, as well as some of the victim's relatives. Scottish lawmakers are divided. While the head of the government insists it was the right decision, his predecessor says it brings shame onto Scotland and was a grave error of judgment. Justice Minister Kenny MacAskill and his ruling Scottish National Party can expect a grilling from opposition lawmakers over whether there were economic trade deals agreed with Libya in exchange for Megrahi's freedom and whether Megrahi was pressured to drop his appeal against his conviction. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
States have until the end of the day today to file their applications for $8 billion in high-speed rail funding that the Obama administration included in the federal stimulus package. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The competition for the $8 billion is intense, as close to 300 pre-applications from 40 states in the District of Columbia have already been filed, seeking more than $100 billion for various high-speed rail projects. The administration is favoring those projects in which states have already been doing advanced planning, those which have state funding, and those in which several states are joining together. That bodes well for three high-speed rail corridors in California, Florida, and the Midwest. California voters last year approved raising $10 billion to start funding a 220-mile-an-hour high-speed rail system linking San Francisco and Sacramento with Los Angeles and San Diego. Florida has mapped out a high-speed rail plan linking Orlando to Tampa and eventually Miami. The eight-state Midwest plan calls for a high-speed rail network with a hub in Chicago. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street in the early trading. At this hour, the Dow is up by 36 points to 95.42. The Nasdaq up 4 points to 20.25. This is NPR News. Weather is the primary concern as NASA prepares to fuel Space Shuttle Discovery for liftoff. The spacecraft is poised for an early morning liftoff tomorrow, which means fueling has to begin during the early evening today when storms are possible. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
NASA forecasters are predicting a 40% chance of storms at the same time launch pad workers plan to start loading propellant into Space Shuttle Discovery's 150-foot-tall fuel tank. The process takes 6 hours, so a lengthy fueling delay could scrub the liftoff the same way technical problems on the shuttle have in the past. NASA's Charlie Blackwell Thompson says there's some extra time in the countdown if there's a weather problem.
If it's just purely a weather and all the other work is on track, we have a couple of hours there that we have flexibility to. Certainly like to do it on time, but if weather holds us up, we have some flexibility on the order of about a couple of hours.
The astronauts will deliver cargo to the International Space Station, including an exercise treadmill named after TV talk show host Stephen Colbert. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
Millions of people receiving Social Security checks may not be seeing a cost of living increase next year. In fact, the trustees who oversee the Social Security program say there won't be a cost of living adjustment for the next 2 years. Cost of living adjustments are determined by the rate of inflation, but prices have gone down this year, not up. The law does not allow benefits to go down, though they can remain the same. Lower energy prices have pulled prices down, but many Social Security recipients will face higher costs because they spend a large amount of money and their income on health care, which rises faster than inflation. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.